USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Monday said he fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper. The president announcing that Christopher C. Miller, director of the National Counterterrorism Center, has been named acting secretary. Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan on Monday said his office has yet to receive any reports of credible incidents of systematic voter disenfranchisement from the state's attorneys general or secretary of state. Joe Biden leads President Trump in the Peach State by about 10,000 votes, and a recount is inevitable. Regarding voter fraud, Georgia's Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, says,
"We are going to find that people did illegally vote. That's going to happen. There are going to be double voters. There are going to be people who did not have the qualifications of a registered voter to vote in the state. That will be found. Is it 10,353? Unlikely."
This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
A vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech proved better than expected at protecting people from COVID-19 in a pivotal study, a milestone in the hunt for shots that can stop the global pandemic. The vaccine proved to be more than 90% effective in the first 94 subjects who were infected by the new coronavirus and developed at least one symptom. As far as what this means, Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
"Our threshold was just they had to be above 50%, so to be reporting 90%, that shows it's really working. That means, because this is a two-part vaccine, you have to have two shots before it works, that means 28 days after that first shot that you are protected potentially from COVID with a 90% efficacy rate. That's great news."
Former Masters champion won't be allowed to compete for another green jacket this week. Sergio Garcia has tested positive for COVID-19 and was forced to withdraw. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump's campaign manager Bill Stepien says President Trump is not backing down. President Trump has refused to concede the 2020 presidential election to Democrat challenger Joe Biden. The president's team has filed more than a dozen legal challenges as part of an effort to contest the results of the 2020 election, including in Pennsylvania, Nevada, Georgia, and Michigan. Former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy tells Fox News where the president has the best hope for legal victories.
Pennsylvania, because that's a clear-cut legal issue. The Pennsylvania legislature did not allow for ballots to be received after a certain deadline on Election Day. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, not the legislature, the Supreme Court, said you can accept them for 3 days. The president's position and the position of others is the Supreme Court doesn't get to make that decision. So that's a clear-cut legal issue.
As far as Nevada goes, Gowdy continues.
Also in Nevada, it should not be tough to figure out whether or not people who are dead voted, and it should not be tough to figure out whether people who moved away from that county cast a ballot in that county. So those, to me, are the clearest cut legal issues.
Election officials in Nevada have said all their votes will be counted by Thursday of this week. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.